presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, let's talk about the biggest land plane in the world. So big it has 10 wheels on its landing gear. That's right, 10 wheels to land and take off. You've all heard of the B-36, the bomber produced by the Consolidated Velty Aircraft Corporation. Well, when the first B-36 rolled out of the hangar down at Fort Worth, Texas, it had a tricycle landing gear. The nose wheel was big enough, but the two wheels amidships carried the biggest tires in history. Each one was the height of a two-story building. But the engineers were worried because the B-36 weighs 278,000 pounds, and to put a plane that size down on a runway puts a terrific strain on it. And when that strain is confined to only three wheels, the impact is tremendous. So the engineers kept working on the problem as new B-36s moved along the assembly line, and finally they've come up with the answer. Why not take that huge load and distribute it over the ground? Why not add extra wheels to handle the job? And that's exactly what they did. A brand new B-36 is taking its test flights today, right now, which has eight wheels on its main landing gear. Way up front in the nose, there are two wheels, and in the middle, there's a combination which looks sort of like a caterpillar tractor. Eight smaller wheels lined in two rows. And with that special landing gear, the B-36 now can land on any airport which can take a B-29. A B-36 makes a B-29 look like a Piper Cub, incidentally. I'll be back in a few minutes with some more about the world's biggest bomber, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. With the startling revelation that Bill King was the man who whistled and who had caused the temporary disappearance of Tank Tinker, the mystery of the vanishing men came to an abrupt and surprising end. As we continue now, it is early the following morning. Hop and Tank, resuming active operation of their airport at Lakeville, are flying a cargo run to New City. With only a moderate load in the beach craft, Gale has come along, and as they skim through the clear morning air, they discuss the events of the preceding week.
Seems so far away now, Hop. Almost like a bad dream.
Not to me, it don't.
Hey, how do you feel, Tank? Your head still bother you?
Wallops I got are still kind of sore, but that's all.
You should have stayed in the hospital longer.
Oh, now you're talking like a nurse. This is doing me a lot more good. Besides, fixing Bill King's wagon was the best medicine in the world.
You certainly timed it beautifully. I'll never forget his face when he saw you standing in the hall.
Well, that was all Hop's idea. He called up the hospital and squared it with the sawbones to let me go.
Hop, I still don't know how you figured it all out so fast.
Well, that phone call from the FBI put me straight. When they told me that there'd been no disappearances around the country, they gave me a whole new angle to work on. If Bill's original story was a lie, well, then everything else would have to be a lie, too. And the pieces began to fit perfectly.
He must have been insane to think he could get away with it.
Oh, well, he's always been a hotshot idea man. When Continental fired him and he couldn't get another job, something must have snapped upstairs. He just couldn't take it.
I still wish you'd have let me poke him one.
Listen, Tank, the mood you were in, there wouldn't have been anything left to take to the police.
So what? Save him a lot of dough and trouble.
I suppose he'll be examined by a state psychiatrist and then committed to an institution.
You know, we should have known he had a screw loose the way he started with that black hand routine.
Well, now that it's all wrapped up, let's forget it.
Easier said than done.
Hey, Gail, how about going out with me tonight? We can visit the carnival and see the funhouse.
Oh, Harrigan, I never want to see another funhouse as long as I live.
Well, heads up. There's New City. Stand by for landing, Tank, while I call the tower.
Check.
New City tower from Beechcraft, NC-82043. Come in. Over.
Beechcraft, NC-82043 from tower. Go ahead. Over.
Approaching field from southwest, 3 miles. Altitude, 2,000 feet. Request landing instructions. Over.
Hold course until over river. Drop to 1,000 feet and make right-hand turn into pattern. Wind due west. Land on right. runway 25, over.
Wilco, spacecraft out.
Check in on downwind leg. Tower out.
Okay, thanks, Gale. Strap in. Going down. Long enough to unload and pick up the cargo for Mr. Brody. Why?
Well, if there's time, I'd like to do some shopping.
Oh, sure, go ahead. We'll wait for you.
Down to 1,000. There's the field.
Oh, thanks. Watch it now. Banking. New City Tower from Beechcraft in downwind leg. Over.
You are cleared to land. DC-4 transport approaching from southeast. Make it fast. Over.
On our way. Beechcraft out.
Tower out.
Wheels and flaps tank. Going into base leg.
Gear down. Flaps 20.
Oh, look, Pop. There's an airliner coming in on our right.
Yeah. Coming fast, too.
Well, we've got number one clearance. It's up to him to slow down. Going into the approach. Stand by. Belts fastened?
Yep.
Mine is.
Going in.
DC-4 don't look like it's going to take the pattern.
Oh, if it doesn't, our pilot can kiss his license goodbye. Hold on. Landing. We're down.
DC-4 from tower. Pull up and go around.
Tower's on.
Pull up and go around.
DC-4, that's for trouble.
Now, where is he now?
Coming straight in, right behind us. Attention, Hop. He's coming in like an express train.
Great Scott, we better clear the runway.
You darn tooth. We better turn off.
We're not up to the taxi strip yet.
Well, nuts to the strip. Take her on the grass.
Beechcraft from tower. Clear the runway. Clear the runway.
Hey, hurry up. It's your ride over us.
Hang on.
Well, on the call.
Right.
Oh,
hold tight.
Okay, we made it. Went past.
Good heavens, I could have sworn the wing went right over it.
It did.
Boil.
I don't blame him.
Hey, heads up. Looks like he's going to taxi right up to the same place we are.
I'm watching him. He seems to have control of his ship, all right.
Wonder what got into him.
I don't know. Okay, here we are. Go on, pilot.
Hey, give me a hand, Gale.
Thanks. I can make it all right.
Hey, careful. Stand clear of his prop blast.
Boy, he's really
horsing
her in, ain't he?
It's a cargo ship. See the name tank? Ace Flying Service.
Yeah, never heard of it. Must be one of them charter lines.
Well, I doubt if they'll be in business long.
They got themselves a nice hunk of plane, though.
Huh.
Frank! Come back here! Come back!
Hey, look!
For Pete's sake, Frank, that guy's Frank, trying to jump under the ship. He ain't even waiting for the ladder.
What's Frank. The matter with him?
Frank, wait! Wait for me!
Pop,
right
his face is so white. His eyes are so wild.
He's starting to run for it.
Hey, you guys! Stop him, will you? Stop him!
Come on, Tank.
Be careful.
Frank, please, come back here.
Gosh, he looks like he's off
Frank,
a trolley.
Get him, Tank. Hold him.
You bet.
Frank,
There.
No. No, let go of me. Let go.
Easy, pal, easy. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Let go. The Jap, he's coming after me. He's going to get me. Calm down there, fella. There's nobody after you.
I saw him. The Zero's after me. I shot him down, and now he's coming back. He wants to take me with him. Let go. Let go.
His eyes wild and staring, his face a mask of terror, the young pilot struggles wildly, trying to break away, and Tank exerts all of his strength to pin him down. And as Hop tries to help, his blood runs cold at the boy's words. What is this talk about a Jap and a Zero? Gang, you won't want to miss the exciting climax of today's episode, so stand by. Gang, you've heard of some of those fantastic stories about big bombers carrying fighter planes of their own right along with them to help fight off enemy pursuit ships. Well, that kind of story is no longer fantastic. No, sir. Consolidated Vultee's new bomber, the B-36, is so big that engineers are seriously considering installing radio-controlled planes right inside the bomber. The fuselage of the B-36 is 183 feet long, and even with a full bomb load, there's still plenty of room for a couple of fighter planes. But they won't be ordinary fighters. They'll be drone planes controlled from the mothership by radio. No pilots inside the small ships, only the mechanism for control from the B-36 itself. And inside the 36, technicians are working on a whole new system of gunnery. We can't talk about it now. The Army is keeping it hush-hush. But what we can say is that it's going to be the most terrific firepower ever put into the air. As you've probably heard, the B-36 can fly an atomic bomb anywhere in the world, drop the bomb, and return to the United States without refueling. Think of that. Add tremendous firepower, plus the drones, and you really have something to talk about. Yes, the 36 has about everything. As a matter of fact, fellas and girls, it's even got a roller coaster, believe it or not. The plane is so long that between the pilot's compartment and the rear of the ship, where the gunners sit, there's a little four-wheeled cart and a set of rails. When the pilot, for example, wants to see what's what and back, he climbs on the little cart, gives himself a push, and zoom, he's in the stern of the ship. It's fast, it's easy, and I'll bet a cookie it's a lot of fun, too. Fellas and girls, whether it's a B-36 or a Piper Cub, it's fun to fly. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Landing at the New City Airport on a routine cargo run from Lakeville, Hop, Tank, and Gale are almost involved in an accident with a massive DC-4 transport, through no fault of their own. Then, on the apron, they see the pilot jump out of his ship and run as though pursued by a ghost. The boys give chase and catch him, but he struggles with the strength born of terror.
Let go! Let go! The jet's coming in! He'll blast me right out of the sky! Let go!
I can't hold him!
Well, only one thing to do, then, I'm afraid.
The Zero's coming straight in! He'll open up in a second! Let me go!
Sorry, pal! Nice going, Hop. Couldn't have done better myself.
Let him down easy.
Boy, for his size, he sure was a handful.
Yeah.
Hop, Tank, you all right?
Yeah, take it easy, Gale.
What happened to him?
I had to knock him out. Tank, did you hear what he was saying?
You mean about the Zero and the Jap?
Uh-huh.
That poor guy. Must have been in the Air Forces and ain't got over it yet.
Okay, fellas, thanks. I'll take over now.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Nothing. Just blew his top a little, that's all.
A little? Who are you trying to kid?
Look, skip it, will you? Thanks for helping me out, but lay off the questions.
Okay, any way you want to play it, pal, but he's in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I know. I'll take him inside.
Can we do anything?
No.
You'd better take him to a doctor. He needs medical attention.
I know what to do with him. Now, if you don't mind...
That's a fine way to talk. We was only trying to help.
Yeah, I know, and thanks, but I don't need your help no more. Now, do me a favor and roll, will you?
Okay. Come on, Tank. Gale.
Who does he think he is?
Hop. Maybe we should stay with him. That boy is very sick.
I'm afraid we'll have to let them play it out their own way. But I sure wish I knew what was going on. I'd give my right arm to know what made that kid blow up.
But as Hop looks back at the still figure stretched out on the ground and at the other pilot bending over him, he doesn't realize that he soon will know what happened. That he and Tank are to become involved in a weird and terrifying mystery of the airlanes. So don't miss episode number 2 of The Riddle of the Ghostly Avenger. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.